Proclamation number 6861 of 30th of June, 1957. Evaluation of the existence on Earth. Your existence on Earth is too little evaluated by you humans. You take it for granted and don't think about the purpose for which it was given to you. Indeed, you sometimes rebel against the fact that you are placed into the world without your will if you don't like the course of earthly life. And yet you have taken it upon yourselves in full knowledge. It was presented to you before your embodiment, and you have approved of your earthlessness because you see in it the possibility to finally become free of all material fetters. You are mistaken if you believe that you have to live on Earth as a human being against your will, for no being is forced by me once it has reached a certain degree of maturity that it is no longer subject to the law of compulsion. And all of you who lived on Earth had that degree of maturity which only allows you to embody yourselves on Earth. But you were to be deprived of the recollection of the agonizing past because otherwise you would never be able to reach the aim set for you on Earth. But you should not rebel against the fate which determines your earthly change. You should only let yourselves be convinced that your earthly progress is not pointless and always know that everything you encounter in earthly life only serves this purpose, that you must sure for a life in freedom and bliss. Yet as long as you only see earthly life as an end in itself, you will grumble and complain and inwardly rebel if it does not give you complete fulfillment. But you also know that you yourselves are powerless in the face of fate, and this should make you worry. For if you rebel, against whom is your disapproval directed? Surely you must then acknowledge a power which is stronger than you, which therefore imposed on you that which makes you indignant or dissatisfied? And if you therefore acknowledge this power, which once gave you life and then also determined your course of life, then you would also have to grant this power that it pursues a purpose with it, and in this realization you would have to bow to it and only ask to be able to evaluate your earthly life according to this purpose, so that it is not lived in vain. But on the one hand you know about your own powerlessness and yet you do not submit yourselves to the stronger power, which constantly proves itself to you. And therefore you do not make use of your life, instead you only rebel inwardly and seek to shape your life according to your will on your own authority. You can also do this without being hindered by me, yet as long as my love and mercy are meant for you I must also intervene and again make myself known to you in my might, for this alone can result in you voluntarily submitting to me for once, in you recognizing that earthly life is only a means to an end but not an end in itself. And only then will you fulfill your actual task in life. You will entrust yourselves to the power you have recognized, you will voluntarily submit yourselves to it and ask for guidance and strength to successfully end the earthly path. For all people can also derive the greatest benefit for their souls from the most difficult experience, however, only if they find the right attitude towards me, their God and Creator of eternity. If they recognize in me their God but also their Father, who truly only wants to prepare bliss for his children and therefore applies the most diverse means so that they will reach the aim, then their earthly path will also always become easier because they will now cover it with me, to whom they are now completely devoted. Amen.